Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Mike Conti joins us at 11:40 every single Tuesday to talk all things under the sun. Mike, how are you?
How are we doing, guys?
We're doing okay.
Good.
Yeah, obviously had yesterday to kind of, you know, talk it out and took a bunch of calls and heard a bunch of justifiable frustration.
Yeah.
And now, you know, got to hear from the coach and all that. So a day later, what is your always level-headed take on what happened to the Falcons on Sunday?
I mean, this probably doesn't sound very level-headed. I've been in Atlanta since 2008. And that was the worst in all three phases Falcons performance I can remember over that span of time. They've had more decisive losses than that. Like the one in Carolina in 2015 really stands out. But that was a Panthers team that went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think Carolina, and I've been telling you guys really all summer, I think Carolina's kind of a dark horse in this division. I don't think they're as bad as everyone assumes them to be. But they looked almost amateurish at times offensively and on special teams in two of those three phases. And I think they were just kind of okay defensively. Really mind-boggling. Really, really weird. I don't understand how something like that can happen in such a short span of time after they played so competently in Minnesota. I don't get it.
I don't either.
Do you think, like, these moves, is it more desperation to you, or is it like, hell, if it works, it works?
The Zach Robinson going down to the field.
Not unusual.
That happens.
Right.
And I think that's probably a smart move. You've got a quarterback who's still essentially a rookie.
Yep.
You know, even though it is his second year, the number of games he has started is far less than 10. So you have a quarterback who's still essentially a rookie. They're obviously having some kind of breakdown and getting plays into him. Perhaps having Zach on the sideline will fix that. We won't really find out until this Sunday, I guess. Firing the receivers coach, Ike Hilliard, all right. The receivers haven't really been that good. I don't know what firing their coach is necessarily going to change immediately. Maybe you're trying to send a message, you know, and that's the thing. You know, Younghoe Koo stunk in week one, and they got rid of him. You're sending a message. Receivers have stunk. You've gotten rid of their coach now. You're sending a message. But is that going to change anything tangible on the field? I don't know. Like, I don't think Ike Hilliard was coaching Drake London to, hey, only catch the ball with your fingertips and increase the odds of dropping it. Or, hey, Kyle Pitts, run this route the wrong way. You know, he's not coaching them to do that. It's just an execution thing. And I think it feels like maybe there's more to it than I'm not aware of. But it just feels like that particular change isn't going to get you very far.
I mean, the reason they're losing is, I don't think, because of that, but there's also stuff that we might not know, you know,
the
behind the scenes stuff. A loss like that, people can say emotional things, you know, so who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows what may have also led to that decision? I just wonder, because I think we all were kind of in a similar region as far as what the thought was for the season, right? Like, record-wise, could be here, but, like, the discrepancy between floor and ceiling for most people wasn't all that wide.
Mm-hmm.
Does a performance like that change your thought process as far as floor a little bit? Because I'll be honest, I didn't think they had that in them any week.
No, same. That's a really good question because, honestly, I thought they would be 1-2 at this point anyway.
Right.
I thought they would lose to Minnesota. I thought they would beat Tampa.
Yeah,
this game would be a toss-up. Remember, I think I told you guys a couple different times over the summer, I thought the Falcons going into the bye would be 1-3.
You did.
They're probably going to be, they're going to be no better than 2-2. There's a good possibility they'll be 1-3 going into the bye. So as far as like my perceived floor for the team, no, it doesn't really change. A 30-point loss and a 1-point loss count exactly the same in the standings, but it's that eye test.
Yes, yes.
Exactly.
That's what you get stuck on.
Yes.
And this was a significant step back for Michael Penix. Significant. That is very alarming because, like, I could tolerate the Tampa game where Penix did a lot of pretty good things, and at the end of the game, I thought he was spectacular. It's like, okay, you lost the game, but you know you have a quarterback.
Right.
Now you've lost a game, and you're not sure all of a sudden about your quarterback. And maybe you just have a bad day, but I've heard the comment made on this radio station, he hasn't been that bad since he's been at Indiana. I don't even know if he's been that bad since he was in, like, junior high school.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't remember him playing a game quite that bad at Indiana, so... That's the real concern, and that would be the element that might affect the floor for me. But I was anticipating they would be 1-3 going into the Buffalo game. They're not going to be any worse than that. So it doesn't really alter my expectation for the overall season.
Well, there's a great expectation about this weekend in college football. Ooh. As we're sitting the guys, the boys are going to be at Grindhouse talking about Dukes and Bell, getting ready for the Alabama-Georgia game. But your alma mater.
Yeah.
It has the biggest game, I don't say ever, but in a while, when you got a team like Oregon coming in. Are you going to be up there?
No.
Where are you going to be, Mike?
I'm going to be at Foxborough.
Tell the people where you're going to be.
Calling that very consequential Atlanta United game against New England with both teams eliminated from the playoffs.
I just wanted
kicking
to get their,
off at the
I
exact
to get their
same time.
I needed the response.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though.
By the way, I love calling Atlanta United. I have a lot of fun doing that.
I just wanted to get the response.
But, like, come on.
I saw the time.
Can we play the whiteout at 3:30?
Yeah, I saw
please?
The time.
I want to hear you talk about the game, obviously, yeah. But, like, when you're conflicted schedule-wise, like, what will you do? Will you know what's happening in
no.
the Penn State-Oregon game? And you'll block
no.
all of that
I'll
out?
I'll check the score at halftime.
Okay.
Abe asked me that. I'll check the score at halftime, and then if it's close when the Atlanta United match ends, I'll probably put it up on my phone.
Okay.
If Penn State's getting blown out, it's probably better that I'm doing Atlanta United
they're
at that point. I'll just
nah,
check
they're
out.
Not going to get
they're
blown,
not
blown out.
Blown out. Stop making that face. Stop making that face, Mike. Stop making that face, Mike.
Analyze the game.
Stop making that face, Mike.
Well, I think from a speed standpoint, Penn State does not match up with Oregon. Now, there is the mystery element, and this is what I'm holding on to as a Penn State fan, that maybe Penn State was playing possum in their first three games because they didn't need to do anything remarkable against Nevada, FIU, and Villanova. And maybe they were very vanilla and very conservative, especially in offensively and defensively they've been fine. They've only given up, I think, like 4.5 points per game. So I don't necessarily worry about their defense. But I just, from what I have seen of Oregon, I don't think Penn State matches up favorably against their speed. And there's some real fear among Penn State fans that we may have kept the wrong quarterback. Because mm-hmm. if you look at what Bo Prabula is doing at Missouri,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and you look at what Drew Aller has done in the first 3 weeks with Penn State, Prabula has been far superior to Aller. But again, Aller hasn't really had to do
yeah,
a whole lot.
Yeah, they haven't asked him to.
Right. You know, yeah. So this will be kind of a barometer for him. The whiteout will be worth a touchdown for Penn State. Like, that is absolutely a huge factor in this contest. But I think Penn State's going to have a lot of problems dealing with Oregon's speed and athleticism defensively.
I didn't. Pribula is a good point because we've talked about him a little bit, but we haven't talked about the fact that he left the team in the playoffs. Last year because he kind of had to NIL wise. We thought of him as a runner,
Yeah,
and he's been throwing the ball all over the place.
I know.
In Missouri.
Yeah, I think Penn State probably thought of him as a runner, and he probably made the smart decision getting into that Drinkwitz offense, and he's really showing out there. So I think I'm hoping no one gets blown out. I think it'll be a good, tight, competitive ball game. If it is a good, tight, competitive ball game, neither team gets hurt by the outcome. Remember, Ohio State played a really tight, respectable ball game at Oregon last year, lost it, and went on to win the national championship. So that's kind of what I'm holding on to.
What about that game in Athens, Mike?
I think it's going to be closer than maybe some Georgia fans hope it will be. I think Alabama is...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Alabama is more athletic than maybe they showed in the Florida State game. And I think there is a good chance that Georgia is going to find itself in a four-quarter battle where it could come down to one mistake, and the Falcons have like 50 mistakes in special teams and turnovers and all that. This feels like a game that could come down to a turnover for me because I know Georgia fans probably want to hear this. I do think these teams are incredibly even from a talent standpoint.
I agree.
Georgia has superior coaching, so that will help, and they have the home field. But I think it's a tight game. It comes down to a turnover. I think Georgia probably ends up winning, but I want to be rolling in there on Saturday thinking, yeah, we're just going to stop Alabama, and this is going to be a four-quarter celebration of Georgia football. I think it's going to be tight going all the way to the end.
Yeah, that's how you're feeling, right?
Oh, me?
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, Randy is a reasonable person.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
There are Georgia fans talking about blowing Alabama out.
I think the LSU-Ole Miss game could be the best of them all this weekend at Ole Miss.
What
and I just think, again, there needs to be a reassessment of LSU right now because I don't think the Clemson and Florida wins are nearly as meaningful as maybe we perceive them to be when they happened, especially Clemson.
Yep.
So I think there needs to be a little bit of a recalibration on LSU. Now, if they go into Oxford and get a win there, then I think that is what gives them credibility. I would not want to have, like, the AP poll doesn't really count anymore, but I would not want to have to sort all this out on Sunday if I'm a voter and determine, like, Ohio State, not easy going out to Seattle. Fully expect them to win, but that's a tough game.
Right.
Then you're going to have to assess the Penn State-Oregon winner against the Georgia-Alabama winner. If LSU wins, they're going to be in that mix. And Miami, I think, again, respect what they've done, but I think overly bullish to move them up to number two in the AP poll because, again, all right, you beat Florida. and you beat Notre Dame, those teams are a combined, what, 2-5 right now? Am I right? 2-5?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, good for Miami. I don't know. I think they're good, and I think they'll be right there in the ACC.
Last one real quick, because we were talking about this before the show. Who do you look more forward to their press conferences on Sundays and Mondays, Dabo or Gundy?
Oh, boy.
And also, are they just the same person with a wig at this point?
I have a odd affinity for Dabo. I really like him.
Right.
I'm sorry to see what's going on there. He's got to keep his wits about him a little bit better. He's bringing some of this on himself. Gundy, I can't believe he's made it to this point. He probably could have been fired at the end of last season.
Yeah.
You know, Oklahoma State in 2021, they were one play away from the playoff.
Yes, they were.
I know.
And look at how.
And they've had a bunch of good teams in the last
And they get good players here because they have a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. We've
said this multiple times coming out of last year and in this year. He's lost his marbles, man. Mike Gundy is.
He reminds me a little bit of Les Miles when he was going nutty at LSU at the other, eating grass and things like that.
I agree. All right, Mike. Thank
appreciate you.
Okay, appreciate it. Good
all
luck on Saturday.
We need it.
In more ways than one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.